Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, a warning for the government on spending ahead of what's expected to be a giveaway election budget. The horse racing industry says a ban on ads will ruin the industry in Ireland. Oisín McConville disagrees. We debate. It's the start of the Leaving Cert today. Donegh O'Mahony has advice for parents and students. And if you have any questions on inheritance tax or gift tax, now is the time to get those questions into our expert who will be with us this hour. Just text us 51551. Now, it's the first week of June, so we're going to bring you the best of what to watch this month with Brian Redden and Aoife Barry. And today we meet the school wardens who make the crossing the road safer for thousands of children every day. That's coming up a little later. A reminder again of the text number 51551. You can also email the programme todaycb@rte.ie. First this morning, more on that news that Gardaí are investigating after a 23-year-old woman died following a dog attack in County Limerick. And for more on this, I'm joined from Limerick by David Rally, who is a Limerick-based journalist. David, we know emergency services were called to a home near Ballyneety just before midnight. Just bring us up to date with the detail that we know so far.
Morning, Claire. Well, this morning, Gardaí have appealed for information after a young woman was killed in this dog attack in County Limerick overnight. And it came just 24 hours after Gardaí in the division issued an alert about a dog attack on a 9-year-old boy in Limerick City, which occurred on the 29th of May in an unrelated attack. Now, Gardaí said last night's attack on the woman occurred at a house at Ballyneety shortly before midnight. This woman, aged 23, died at the scene. She was removed. Her body was removed from the scene to University Hospital Limerick, where a post-mortem examination is to take place. Gardaí have confirmed that the animal believed to have been involved in last night's fatal dog attack has been destroyed, and that a number of other dogs have been seized. A Garda investigation line has been set up at Roxburgh Road Garda Station, and Garda are taking information from the public at Roxburgh Road and also the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111. This all happened at around 20 to midnight last night, Claire.
Give us a sense, David, of exactly where this is.
It's in the Ballyneety Fedimore area, a rural area. It's about 7, 8, 9 miles from Limerick City on the south side of Limerick City on the old Limerick Cork Road. So we're talking between, if you know that area, between, we'll say, Ballyneety itself, which is a rural crossroads village. There's a big golf club there, and the village of Brough, as you would make your way on to Kilmallock and Charleville and on to Cork. As I say, Gardaí issued an alert yesterday that would have been going out on local radio this morning after a 9-year-old boy was attacked and injured in a separate dog attack in Limerick City on the 29th of May. And Sergeant Burr Leach, who's a crime prevention officer at Henry Street Garda Station, has made some points in that she's telling dog owners that, and while we don't know the exact details of last night's dog attack, it has brought this into the public domain, that people should protect their dogs, but also protect any people that their dogs may come in contact with. Sergeant Leach said that you must know your dog, and you must know if they are on a restricted dog breeds list. So look at the dogs.ie website if owners are not sure. Sergeant Leach said that rules must be followed, that restricted breeds of dogs must wear a muzzle in public, that they must be on a short lead, that they must wear a collar with the owner's information on the collar, and that the person controlling the dog must be over 16 years of age. And she said these rules are in place to protect everybody, including the dog. And I know the mayor of Limerick, Councillor Ger Mitchell, has this morning expressed his shock at what happened to this unfortunate 23-year-old woman last night. He's expressed his sympathy to her family and indeed the community in Ballineety and Fettermore. He said it was shocking, sad news. He said it was alarming. He said the number of dog attacks is concerning, and he suggested it was time to revisit a restricted dog regulation to examine if some breeds of dogs should be prohibited altogether. And indeed, he said that we should also look at how people are sourcing the sale of these types of breeds. Also, Heather Humphreys, the Minister for Rural and Community Development, said that she was appalled by the news of this woman's death. She said that it was important that we establish the facts on what happened. And she said she had set up a cross-governmental stakeholder group chaired by the retired Deputy Garda Commissioner, no less, John Toomey, to examine this whole area. And that group's work is underway. And she has asked this group to examine the restricted breeds list in line with actions that are being taken in the UK and in Northern Ireland. And she said she was committed to working with her colleagues across government in taking what she said was whatever action is necessary to strengthen or dog control laws. But at this early stage of the Garda investigation, Claire, there have been some reports that the animals involved last night may have been on the unrestricted breeds list. That is yet to be confirmed by Garda here locally.
And if we get any news on that, of course, we'll bring it to our listeners. But thank you, David, for bringing us the detail so far on that. That's David Raleigh, who's a Limerick-based journalist.